Welcome back to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next half hour, we continue to feature each Motown artist's fifth biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. This half hour, we'll hear from Gladys Knight and the Pips, Diana Ross, the Jackson 5, Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations together, Martha and the Vandellas, the Miracles, Boyz II Men, and Junior Walker and the All-Stars. Well, first up this half hour, Gladys Knight and the Pips on the Buddha record label. I've got to use my imagination right here on Motown.
All the great Motown songs here on Motown Memories.
Thank you.
Motown memory from the Jackson 5, Never Can Say Goodbye. They reached number 2 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1971. Before that, Diana Ross and Touch Me in the Morning, number 1 from 1973. And we started with Gladstein and the Pips on the Buddha record label, I've Got to Use My Imagination. And they reached number 4 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1973. And that was their second 45 that charted after she left the Motown record label. You find the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's fifth biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, Diana Ross, The Supremes, and The Temptations together, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. Well, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me peaked for 2 weeks at number 2 behind Marvin Gaye's I Heard Through the Grapevine in the United States on the Billboard charts, and it also reached number 3 in the UK singles charts in January of 1969. The song was written by Kenneth Gamble, Leon Huff, and Jerry Ross, and it was originally a top 20 rhythm blues hit for D.D. Warwick in 1966. The song was taken from the album called Diana Ross Supremes Join the Temptations, and the track was produced by Frank Wilson along with Nicholas Ashford, who had sung background on the D.D. Warwick track. The flip side of the 45 was a Stevie Wonder hit called A Place in the Sun. Well, here are Diana Ross and the Supremes and the Temptations with I'm Gonna Make You Love Me right here on Motown.
I'm gonna do all the things for you a girl wants a man to do. Oh, baby. I'll sacrifice for you. I'll even do wrong for you. Oh, baby, every minute, every hour, I'm gonna shower you with love and affection. Look how it's coming in your direction. And I'm gonna make you love me. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will. I'm gonna make you love me. Oh, yes, I will. Yes, I will.
Look at him. My love is strong, you see. I know you'll never get tired of me. Oh, baby.
Sure will.
And now I'm gonna use every trick in the book. I'll try my best to get you hooked. Hey, baby.
Take me, I'm yours.
Every breath I take and each and every step I make brings me closer, baby, closer to you.
And with each beat of my heart, for every day we apart, I'll hunger for every wasted hour.
And every night and every day, I'm gonna get you, I'm gonna get you. Look, I called, I'm gonna get you.
Yes, I will.
Come on and love me.
Yes, I will.
Come on and love me.
Tom Fallon.
Featuring Smokey Robinson and You Really Got a Hold on Me, and that reached number 8 on the United States Billboard Pop Charts of 1962. Before that, Martha with Vandellas and I'm Ready for Love, number 9 from 1966. And we started with Diana Ross and the Supremes and The Temptations together, I'm Gonna Make You Love Me. They reached number 2 from 1968, and that was The Temptations' 5th biggest hit. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon. For this hour, we're featuring each Motown artist's 5th biggest hit, including all the record labels that they recorded on. Well, coming up, Boys to Men and 4 Seasons of Loneliness, right here on Motown Memories.
I long for the warmth of
With I'm a Roadrunner, and then reached number 20 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1966, and we started with Boys to Men and Four Seasons of Loneliness, number 1 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1997. Well, this hour, we featured each Motown artist's fifth biggest hit. I hope you enjoyed this show. If you have any questions, comments, or suggestions for future Motown shows, I'd love to hear from you. My email address is MotownMemories@yahoo.com. That's MotownMemories@yahoo.com. Also, be sure to visit our website at MotownMemories.com. That's MotownMemories.com. On that website, you'll find information about all of your favorite Motown artists, including those featured in this edition of Motown Memories, as well as all the radio stations that carry Motown Memories 7 days a week. Until next time, this is Tom Fallon. Goodbye for now.